Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my brand new book, the one that's just won 5 international awards, The Third Ingredient. The Third Ingredient with a number 3.com. Tracy Eden is our guest, our good friend, longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Commercial Finance Group. CFG.com, is that right, Tracy?
CFGroup.net.
CFGroup.net. Okay, that's thank you for that. And Tracy, we're talking about the financial. We're on in the decade of the financial crisis. At this moment, 10 years ago, the government was trying to decide what they were going to do. Were they going to bail it out? Was it going to be I've lost the acronym that they were using. What was it called? Do you remember? Stute.
Well, they were trying to determine who they were going to pick as winners and losers.
Right. They did. But they what was the term that they used? Started with a T. Anyway, the government was working on that, and a lot of people I know think that the government did the right thing. But what they did, but what's sad was, if the government had done the right thing, they would have, the oversight organizations would have prevented this from happening. But you said a minute ago that they didn't know what they were dealing with. They didn't realize how much nitroglycerin was in some of these securities that got over-leveraged beyond reason, illegally leveraged as far as I'm concerned. But we do know about those now, Tracy. We've had 10 years of experience. We know what the post-mortem looked like. And yet you're concerned that this is happening again. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that the derivative market, while there is some trading going back into that, I think that they do have some controls on how much of that's going on, and I do think that they've put the liquidity emphasis on the banks. So the next correction we have is not going to adjust in that matter.
It won't be a liquidity challenge as much.
There will be,
because the banks are better capitalized than they were. We know that too, right?
Absolutely. But where I'm concerned today is where we are from just an overall debt perspective. If you take a look at the amount of corporate debt out there today versus corporate debt in 2008, we're back to the same levels. And this is debt companies taking money out to buy their own stock back. This is companies that are doing junk bond issuance to raise capital for them. When the music stops, there's only going to be so many seats to sit down in, and those left without it, you know, it will still filter back down to the banks, because that's our exchange for our capital markets.
And here's the wreck, folks. The wreck happens at the intersection of something that causes the economy to slow down, maybe some kind of a geopolitical event, and about the same time when interest rates have gone back up to quite a level, inflation hits, and all of those bills come due. When the economy is off, the business is off, the cash flow is down. That'll be a perfect storm intersection, won't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you've got some people that are overzealous and chasing yield, you know, buying this, buying that, thinking of a really good return on it, that those high yielding returns are going to be the first vehicles that come crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm.
Do you see that? Do you see that as a? As a wall of similar type of things that sort of have amalgamated in one place, like those credit default swaps and those over leveraged mortgage tranches Do you see that happening in that kind of a tsunami wave, or is it dispersed among different areas that might not hurt us as badly?
I think it's dispersed, but I think when you take a look at it just from the sheer economics, it's a substantial figure.
Yeah.
Now, with it being
are you throwing in student debt? Are you throwing in credit card debt? Are you throwing in used car? There's a lot of used car debt out there that these companies have bought.
All three of those.
So you're throwing all that in together that is the perfect storm thing when they all kind of get together. Is there one trigger that could tip all those?
You know, I mean, you were touching on a few things there. I mean, something geopolitical could. I think if I had that figure, Jim, I'd probably be retired today.
Right.
But I'm worried what it is or what it could be. I think a geopolitical element could certainly trigger it. But I think we've got probably another, one or two raises in the interest rate,
yep.
and that's going to start to put some pressure on things. And
right.
then,
but it's also going to make our stock market more of a safe haven for the rest of the world, which is going to drive it up even higher. And I'm already thinking it's gone up 10,000 points in the last 2 years. Can that be logical, reasonable? I'm not a Wall Street expert, but that doesn't seem right to me. Does it to you?
No, and again, some of that frothiness, I think, is driven by there's been a lot of companies that have been buying their stock back.
Yeah. There's no question.
Of corporate stock buy that.
So no, there's no question about it. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm gonna get Tracy to look out across the landscape and tell us what he thinks about the economy going forward. And what you can do to capitalize your business if you want that kind of growth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.